While I was a guest at Laguna Paquette, who are a sponsor of mine, I had a go at something that I'd never done before, and I loved it. I went ATV riding. That's the all-terrain vehicles, or maybe you know them as quad bikes. It was exciting, it had energy, and I got to see mud skippers. A strange fish they are indeed. Let's talk to Mark Bright. He's the regional director of Laguna Tours and Quests. How are you, Mark?
Good, thank you, John.
Why do we love the ATVs? Why do we love these marvellous machines?
I think because they're easy to ride, and you have freedom to go through the bush on a different dimension than you do with a motorbike or running, if you like.
Even though they're almost impossible to get bogged, we still managed to get a few of ours bogged, and that was a bit of fun getting them out.
And if you go through the water too fast as well, they conk out for a while and have to restart them.
I think that's why they tell you not to follow the one in front so closely as well, because I saw more than a few people in the convoy get splattered good and proper, which was no end a bit of fun for myself. How do we start? Do you need a license?
No, you don't. Actually, here in Thailand, you don't. For doing it in a controlled environment, you don't. Of course, they don't go on the major roads, so you don't need a license for that.
We get taught, really, how to drive these things, and we drive around a circle in a kind of a paddock area. And they even give you complimentary shoes to wear during the adventures, right? Those are kind of, what are they, clogs?
Yeah.
Clogettes?
They're Crocs.
Crocs, is that what they are?
Crocs. You know, some of the people turn up in high heels and all kinds of shoes, so I think it's their way to make sure they don't get any complaints about people ruining their shoes.
Oh, I see. That is a good idea. So we learn how to ride them. At what age can I have a go? What's the youngest, I guess, to oldest?
Well, youngest is 8, and they take people up to 60 years old. So it, I think after that, maybe insurance problems come into play. But and again, I don't think many people over 60 would get into it, but from as young as 8 years old.
So we're on the quad bike or the ATV, and it's pretty easy to ride. Notice there's no gears, so it's pretty much you just point and go.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of them, really, and that's why, you know, anyone can ride them. You just, as long as you've got a thumb and you can hold on, you can accelerate and go through the bush. So I think that's part of the attraction, is that, you know, you don't have to be an experienced motorbike rider or anything to be able to participate. I think that's one of the key factors they have.
And you still get the safety equipment. You still wear your helmet, and you're taught how to behave in an intelligent manner. And there's always guides keeping an eye on you. I have also noticed, right, and you're aware of this too, Mark, that if you know more than the average person, they take you away in a separate group where you can really go for it.
Yeah. Again, you still have to follow the guide, but yeah, the guide goes a bit faster and let you experience the thrill of it a bit more.
They took us up to a little area so we could all have a break for a moment, which I thought was a good idea, because as much as you love it, it's still a lot of concentration and hard work. So we stopped for a while and rest the ATVs while we get off and go for a walk. And we saw these mud skippers. You've seen them. They're strange fish, aren't they?
They are. They're very interesting, aren't they?
Little fish that climb up these little stalks. They appear to be breathing air, and then they jump from one to another, and they reckon they taste okay too. Lovely.
No.
We certainly took some photographs. You mentioned insurance for the ATVs.
Yep.
What's involved?
The ATV company have an accident insurance cover. So by law, to operate a tourist business here in Thailand, you have to have an accident insurance for your guests. Of course, everyone encourages people to have their own travel insurance, but
yes,
they do have an accident insurance in case someone is hurt.
Sure.
So the only thing that doesn't cover is the accident of the actual vehicle. So if you run the vehicle into the other, into your friend in front, then you have to pay for the tail light. But if you scratch yourself or have an accident, it'll cover you.
Yeah. In fact, our guide pointed out that if you scratch the ATV or put a little dent in, he says, we don't mind about that. He says, you just, you know, make sure that you're okay. He said, these things are pretty tough, but you might not be, so just keep an eye on yourselves. What else do you get included? Because I noticed afterwards they had photographs available.
They have a photographer, which you may or may not notice when you're riding around, depending on how much you're concentrating, but they'll take some really good photos of you, which you can buy at the end. The other things they provide is all the protective gear. Normally, when you book a tour from your hotel, they'll include the transfers as well. They'll give you a raincoat if it's a rainy day, and water and fruits to make it comfortable. And as you mentioned before, they also give you some shoes to wear through the day as well. So
that's true. Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the water, because we do have to remember Thailand is a different climate to Australia. you do need to keep drinking the water. And they do have toilets there at these places as well. But you do need to keep hydrated. So the fact that they provide you with complimentary water and a bit of fruit afterwards, that was very nice. Gee, the fruit tasted good.
Yeah, they've got a very nice setup over there,
I'm a beginner. If I'm really, I don't know anything at all, which is exactly what I was. They had to point out the ATV to me in case I walked to the wrong thing. You still can have a great time and you still learn to ride responsibly.
Well, the thing is that the people they have teaching you there are very, very patient and they're very experienced. So, you know, they're happy. They're just happy to see people riding the ATV. So they'll spend time to help you get to a level and then they'll take you around at your level. So, you know, they see people at all different levels at all times. So, you know, that's a good thing. They're a good bunch of guys out there and ladies, of course. You know, they're very patient to teach you how to ride.
There's another way that you can get wet, and that's go on the boat rides and visit an island called James Bond Island. Now, we don't do this on the ATVs, so we park those and we get on a boat. I understand it's not really called James Bond Island, but the fact that so many James Bond films have been filmed there and so many people refer to it by that name, now it's got its pseudonym.
Yeah, exactly right. That's a game there. It's amazing how one movie, or again, as you say, there's a few movies now been filmed up there, but people just have to see James Bond Island now. It's quite remarkable. It's part of a much larger tour. The Pungar Bay tour is beautiful with the limestone cliffs and everything. The Sea Gypsy Village, it's a beautiful, it's a fun tour as well. It's a really nice part of Phuket for people to see when they're on holiday.
The Sea Gypsy Village, is that the place that's basically built on water?
Completely, yeah.
It gave me a sort of a vision in my mind of Venice with a Thai feel to it. The whole thing's on water, you're on wooden decks everywhere. And it's very solid though, you don't get seasick or anything, it's sturdy. And I've noticed built for the children a soccer pitch as well.
Yeah, so if you're a good footballer, you also become a very good swimmer because if the balls go off the pitch, it's in the water. They've got to swim and get it. So
you kicked it, you get it.
Game of football. Yeah, exactly right.
They got lots of little shops and stalls there as well, and this is where we stopped for lunch. But you're right, you can get all sorts of different kind of boats. We were on a speedboat, some kind of big, awesome speedboat, and it also took us to our own private island for a bit of a swim afterwards.
Yes, and they also stop at caves and also do the kayaking and the sea kayaking through the caves.
Mm.
And depending on how high or low the tide is, you either have to lie down flat so you don't scrape your nose to get into the caves, or sometimes at low tide it's open a bit further so you can get in quite easily.
And here's the winner.
That's a very interesting part of the trip.
The winner for me in the kayaking is you don't actually have to do the paddling. You've got someone in there doing it for you. So you're just looking around, posing, smiling, hand in the water. It's beautiful.
And also now as you paddle around, you can buy a fresh coconut off a fresh floating coconut shop as well. So you can really say go around in style. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I wasn't aware when I got on, so I didn't have any cash ready for that. And I really recommend just to have a few notes or coins of the local currency so that you can take advantage of these things as well, because there's always someone who'll sell you a coconut and you nearly always would like to have one, wouldn't you?
For sure, yeah. Just for the sake of having a coconut while you're paddling around in the caves, or while someone's paddling you around in the caves, you know.
We've got a slower way of travelling, if you can travel much slower and more calmly, and that's on the back of a huge elephant.
Yeah, you have to do that when you come to Thailand, I think, don't you?
Well, we didn't. We loved it. It was tremendous. You can get two on the elephant, and plus the rider who... at some point, we'll just walk along beside the elephant. Gee, they're big, though. I didn't realize they were just so big.
They are, aren't they? And they're so nicely behaved, and it's such a tranquil way of traveling around, almost like rocking on a boat, though, isn't it?
It is. There was a bit of a thrill when they take you up this remarkable incline that maybe it was almost a 75-degree incline. I'm not sure if I'm remembering that right, but wow, you're tilted right back. You think, this elephant will fall over, but it doesn't. It just walks up.
You think so, yeah. Or slip, but they don't. They're amazing.
In my group, two of the girls thought they'd feel quite brave, and they actually sat up on the elephant's head. I don't even think he noticed them at all, and rode from there. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah, again, the Mahouts, the guys who are the guardians of the elephants, they're doing this all the time, and they love to encourage people to enjoy riding the elephants as well. You know, they will take photos for you, and they'll let you sit out on their head, and you know, it's all... They try and make it a good experience. Again, along with the kayak guys we were talking about before, they're all really fun guys. they're really good at helping the tourists enjoy their time.
Everybody's smiling and happy, and I suppose it's working in a holiday environment, but everybody's laughing and all the fellas look like they're sharing in jokes and smiling.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty hard to be stressed if you're a kayak paddler or an elephant driver, isn't it, really? You know, not the most stressful jobs.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Mark, how much do we need for some of these adventures? Let's start with the ATVs. Do you have group discounts as well?
To start with, for the ATVs, it starts off at about 1,900 baht for an hour. That's about $65.
So $65 for me to go on the ATV, the all-terrain vehicle, for an hour and have a great time.
About $50 then for a passenger to sit on the back.
So you can get two on the one, and I guess at that halfway point, that would be a good point to swap around if you'd like to do that.
Exactly right. You can do that. Again, I've also taken my children and I sit my boys in the front. They sit in front of me. And sometimes, you know, depending on how old the child is, they won't even charge. So
very friendly, so, then, yeah, very relaxed. And I guess that price drops down when we have a group package as well.
If there's groups, yes, they do that depending on the size of the group. Price would probably come down from there for sure. They have team building facilities there as well. The elephant rides, they start off, you can do elephant rides in Laguna here for as low as $12 for 15 minutes. So it goes up from there.
That's a tremendous experience, isn't it?
$30 for an hour.
You can purchase bananas to feed the elephant, and they just inhale a banana, skin, everything, gone.
Those elephants eat 250 kilos of food a day.
They just don't care, do they? They don't think you have to peel the banana for the elephant. It wants everything. Leave it all on the stalk as well if you can. And to head off to the islands, what kind of dollars do we need there, Mark?
Around about a bit over $100 per person. We'll get you a nice seat, $115 per person.
And that will include your lunch as well?
Everything's included in that. Transfer from the hotel, lunch, snacks, drinks, everything. All you need to take with you is sunscreen and a towel.
And then you get to experience the locations that you see in the movies for real. I mean, these really are the locations in the movies. So you're getting the real thing. Plus, there's all the shopping added on, all your food's included. And you get to go swimming, your own secluded island, if you like, caving. It's all there.
Yeah, it's all there, all included. And the water's 28 degrees, so it's not. It's nice and warm to swim in.
Yes, very relaxing.
As you would have noticed.
Yeah, I did notice that. It's a bit hard to get out of, actually. Once you're in the water, you don't want to get out. Just remember to put on your sunscreen and you're all good.
That's the thing, as you mentioned before, about drinking the water. It's the same thing with the sunscreen. It can burn you pretty fast over here.
Yeah, that's just being sensible. If there's something I'm always doing, I was always applying the sunscreen. And I actually got one of those spray-on ones. I found that very good. Spray it on and then rub it into your skin. Really simple. And keep drinking the complimentary water and you're all good.
Exactly right.
And take your camera.
Exactly right. Take your camera. Make sure it's charged.
That's right.
Because a lot of places to take photos. It's an interesting place up there.
Yeah, you got it. It certainly is. Well, we're looking forward to more of the fun, and I wouldn't mind another go on those ATVs next time I'm back over in Phuket. Mark Bright, Regional Director of Laguna Tours and Quest, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, John.